The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Janafis Flooring and Construction.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it is time to talk with our friends at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Jonathan Cook is here with us this morning. Hey, Jonathan, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Meg. Or should I say afternoon? It's a little bit later today than usual.
For me, it feels like afternoon, right. But it really is only about 10:30 in the morning.
True. So, I get up at 4 a.m., so
God
this afternoon
you.
For me.
You could be doing morning shows at that hour, those hours, right?
Early 11 morning o'clock shows. Is lunchtime.
So. Oh, okay. Well, we'll get you to lunch on time today.
But I'm doing pretty good. So I'm Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. We've been around for a long time. We specialize in home remodeling and flooring and, you know, even exterior preparation and things like that. So feel free to give us a call, 850-332-5905. Always like to just throw our number out there. I assume people just, you know, go ahead and throw it out there from the beginning.
So. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've got Jonathan here in the studio, and last week we had lots of questions for him about flooring and construction. You are welcome to text us in this morning to Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. That's what this is about. We're the expert panel, and he is the expert on construction and flooring. I have no doubt about that.
Yeah, I would like to think so. I've been doing it a long time. So.
Yep. How long have you been doing it, Gunn?
So I started in 2005 doing it for myself with my own company. And what does, in a lot of ways, makes me a good expert is the fact that if there's something I don't really know, I do have really good experts that work for me. So I have a really good team of people. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, I am good at remodeling and flooring and doing all those things myself, but then I have a lot of good guys that work for me that's also good at that. So we have a staff of about 45. So
wow.
Between all of us,
okay,
we
I didn't realize
can,
that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a big team.
So we can definitely figure it out no matter what it is.
So each one of these people on your team, they all specialize in different aspects
of
construction.
Yep. Yeah, and you'd be surprised. You know, I'll hire somebody new, and I'll be like, you know, doing something. He's like, oh, well, this is how I do it. And I will be like, oh, I've never seen that before, and I've been in it a long time. And you'd be surprised at how so many different guys will do so many different things.
Sure.
But it's the same thing, just so many different ways.
Right.
And so I kind of like that, too.
They all bring different expertise levels
and different ways of doing the same thing.
No, that's great.
So it's always good to have a variety because every house isn't the same. Every house is different. Mm-hmm. And you run into all sorts of things out there that you find, especially our area. I know we talked about before, like termites and recently lead-based paint has become a big thing. So we actually just got lead-based paint certified.
That's big.
Yeah. And so we did that because any house before like 1970, if it has any sort of lead-based paint, you're supposed to be certified to work on it, even paint it.
Mm-hmm.
So the EPA has been cracking down on that a lot. So we try to stay on top of things like that, you know, continuing education and lead-based paint and different aspects like that.
So do you have to come in and remove that then when you're in the process of refurbishing a place or?
So the biggest thing is testing for it and knowing if you have it or don't have it. And then just how you do the job. So it really comes down to demo, you know, like when you're demoing. So the lead-based paint isn't actually going to harm anybody only when you're demoing and you have all those spores flying through the air.
Right.
So that and then how you clean up afterwards, make sure you clean up good afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all things we learned recently. And I mean, most of it's stuff we were doing anyways.
Right.
But just to go through it and say, okay, this is how you properly clean up. You wipe the wall down like two different ways and two different times and how you plastic up and things like that. But it's just one of those things that we always try to stay on top of things like that, you know.
Yeah.
And anytime we can and further our education and make ourselves better for the community, that's the way we want to do it.
Okay. If you've got a question for Jonathan, 850-437-1620. They're already starting to come in. Jonathan.
Okay.
First one up out of the box. Do you do cabinets?
Okay. Well, that makes it easy. People send questions in. So I give something to talk about. But sure, we do cabinets. So we have cabinets at our store. We actually import cabinets. So we work with another company that direct imports cabinets. So we don't do build or do custom cabinets, but any sort of box cabinets, general sizes, especially if you have a cabinet layout for your remodel and you bring us a layout you already have, then we can price those cabinets out. And the majority of the time, I mean, we're importing them. We can usually get a pretty good price on it. And usually we can beat any of the big box stores or things like that with cabinets.
Well, that's good to know. So you do have a showroom, correct?
We do. We do. We have a showroom on Palafox. So it's 9320 North Palafox Street, Pensacola. We're at Palafox, one block south of 9 Mile Road.
Okay. So people could come in and maybe talk to one of your folks and look at some samples and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. And so with the cabinets, we have cabinet doors. We have like 10 different cabinet doors to choose from. So you can see the style of the cabinet and the color. And then so most of the cabinets that we sell are usually our own remodels that we're doing or contractors. A lot of contractors buy from us for projects they have going on.
So if I was interested and I was maybe redoing them in my house, would I have someone come out and look at it first? How would that process work?
So if you're, if you're doing it in your house, then I would call and have a have an appointment and then just get a free estimate. Because what we're doing is we're come out and we're doing an estimate, like say on the kitchen remodel, and then we're break it down like this is how much the cabinets are, this is how much the install is. So that way, if you do say, okay, I'm just going to put the cabinets in myself, but this is the list of cabinets I need and this is the price, then you already have that.
Great.
And you can just order them through us.
No, that's great.
And we can even deliver them. So,
okay. Yeah, that sounds really, really good. Talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Got another question that came in, and we've talked about this before, but here we go. What's your take on tile versus vinyl plank?
Ooh, so both are two very different types of floor. So it's really going to depend on, you know, what you're using it for and what you like personally. Tile obviously is going to hold up better than vinyl plank over the long term. You know, 20-year period, tile is going to hold up better, but it's also going to be much more expensive than vinyl plank. So you're going to pay 2 to 3 times as much as, like, say, an average vinyl plank. But I always tell people, like, when we're doing bathroom or kitchen remodels, go ahead and get a nice tile for the bathroom. Most bathrooms are like 30 or 40 square feet. You can get the most expensive tile we have, and it's not going to cost a whole lot of money. So in a situation like that, if we're doing like a nice shower or tub and we tile it, a lot of times I'll tile the bathroom floor and then put vinyl plank through the main area of the house. If you have a tile that you love and you want to put it through your whole house, there's nothing wrong with that. Just make sure it's a tile you love and that you want to have for a long time, because you don't want to spend the money later to rip it up and replace it.
Right, right.
But you know, there's a lot of situations, like say out on the beach or in condos.
I was
going to
say, does it make a difference, the location, in terms of humidity and moisture and that
kind
of thing?
Absolutely, it does.
Because this is a unique area.
Yes, yes. And so you're seeing, you know, if you go out to Destin, Fort Walton Beach, do a lot of the condos out there, even Perdido Key, you'll notice a lot of them have tile in them. And we have to put a soundproofing under it first. But and you see some vinyl plank. So I say it just depends on the, you know, the situation in the house and what you're going for yourself. But a lot of times I'll see tile in the bathrooms, vinyl plank through the main area of the house. That's usually pretty standard for us.
And typically, how long does the vinyl plank last?
So, I mean, we have life-proof vinyl plank that essentially could last for, you know, a lifetime.
Really? Okay.
It, you know, floors are like anything else. It's all how you take care of it. You know, I can walk up to somebody's house to do an estimate and see their vehicle and pretty much know how they take care of their floors. I mean, seriously.
Or their front yard.
Yes. And I've had people ask me that, and they'd be like, well, how long will it last? How will it hold up? And I'm like, okay, I can tell by your house that this floor is probably going to be fine here and it's going to hold up well. And then I see vinyl plank, you know, we're putting some of these management company rental houses, and then it won't even last 3 or 4 years and people will tear it up and it'd be getting replaced. And when people say, oh, well, I just put it in 5 years ago, I'm already having to replace it. Well, that's where it comes down to, okay, but had you put tile in, you would have paid 3 or 4 times as much. So over a 20-year period, you could replace it 3 times and it's still the same price of the tile that would have lasted 20 years.
Right.
So it really does come down to what you're looking for and how you take care of it. And I mean, how many people are in your household? Do you have pets? Things like that. You got a lot of people in this area that run home businesses, have people coming in and out and foot traffic. And so when we get stuff like that, you know, then we want to make sure we have something with a good wear layer or some kind of protection.
Well, and
on
those
it.
That have Airbnbs and rentals and VRBOs, all that kind of stuff too. You're going to have people that are not, they're renting, they don't care, they're on vacation.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So. Wheelchair, skateboards, you know, all the kind of things affect floors quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, of course, pets.
That's a whole nother topic, I'm sure. Okay, we've got another question for Jonathan. And if you have one, you can always text it in to Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. This one says, my house needs to be rewired. Does Jonathan do electrical? And if not, what about work needed afterwards, like sheetrocking?
Yes. So that's a good point he brought up there, or she. So we do a lot of the after work. I can tell you when it comes to rewiring, there's a lot of good companies around that do it. We sub out the wiring to an electrical company.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'll just say we use Eager Beaver Electrical right now is who we've been using. I've been happy with them. And they, you know, because we don't do a lot of rewires. A lot of times kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, they're coming to rewire those areas.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure they do whole house rewires too, and they're a good company to work with. But then obviously behind them, then we would come in because there's going to be a lot of sheetrock patching. Pretty much gonna have to repaint the house and, you know, trim work, this pull down, stuff like that. So if it's in the bathroom, they have to break any tile.
Mm-hmm.
There's usually a lot of work to do afterwards to put the house back together. Or in most cases, if they're rewiring the house, it's because they're remodeling the house.
Right.
So there's usually a big chunk of that. So we will take the remodel and then the wiring with it. And so we're taking it all as one job, and then we sub out the wiring usually.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, here's another question for you. Where does your vinyl plank come from? Anything made in the USA? And I guess the next question after is, do you anticipate any problems going forward with what's happening right now?
I don't anticipate too many problems going forward. So we actually stocked up quite a bit because we do import a lot from overseas. And so mm-hmm. we had stocked up and we have a pretty good supply. I feel like they're making a deal and then we'll be fine. But we do have a couple companies that we buy from right here in the U.S. So we got an American-made product that we use a lot
mm-hmm.
and have quite a few lines with it and different colors and varieties to pick from. And we do promote and push that as much as possible, you know. Obviously, we can get it from overseas a little cheaper. But in some cases, some cases you'd be surprised at what you can get right here in the U.S. that's very reasonably priced. And that stigma that's on it that it costs a fortune to make it in the U.S., that's kind of starting to go away.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good news then.
We actually have a company that built a big factory outside Dalton, Georgia. It's like a 1 million-square-foot factory just mm-hmm. to start producing it here. And I've been asked by people for years, they're like, oh, well, why do you buy it from China? Why do you buy it from, you know, Vietnam or wherever, you know, we get it from. And the answer is because that's where the technology is.
Mm-hmm.
They have taken the time to invest the money and build the factories to make it. It's not that we want to buy it from them. We don't have a factory to make it here.
Right.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're starting to see some companies that are investing in that. The guy that actually sold Shaw, he started Engineer Flooring, and they actually have invested and built a factory in Dalton, and that's some of the product that we're starting to sell now. So we're seeing some of that come to market now.
And I'll just put a plug in for Dalton. It's a great town.
It is.
I have family
flooring
that lives
town
there.
For sure.
Yes,
yeah.
I have a lot. Used to be a lot of textiles there.
When I opened my flooring store, me and my son, we drove to Dalton,
mm-hmm.
got a motel room, and spent 2 weeks there just going factory to factory,
because
there's so many of them.
There are.
And that's actually how we got with one of our big suppliers.
Really?
Yep. I just walked in. I didn't even know them at the time. But Southwinds,
mm-hmm.
So they're a carpet mill. And so I walked in and talked to the lady. And she's like, oh, I have one of our salesmen reach out to you. And from that, a relationship has grown to where, you know, we use them a lot.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, you brought up something earlier, too, about wheelchairs and people that have handicapped situations. What about those? How do you work with families that do have someone now that maybe wasn't handicapped prior, but now they have to redo the house or redo the
right.
access? Do you ever come across that in your work?
We do. And we even have some that the VA has reached out to. In fact, we're doing one right now because the VA will pay for some of that.
Oh, really?
If they're,
okay.
Yeah, veterans, they will.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our area, we have a lot of retired military
yes.
and veterans here. So I see it quite often, at least a couple times a year. But we're doing a shower right now for the VA.
Mm-hmm.
So they're paying to tear the tub out and put a stand-up shower where you could, you know, wheelchair in there. But yeah, so what you're doing is go in there and, like, you know, open up the doorways or put 36-inch doors in the bathrooms, especially the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
If possible, we want a 7-foot turn radius for the wheelchair. So anytime we're doing commercial, we look at that. But for a residential home, we may or may not have the room for that, you know. So if we don't have the room, we're looking for, you know, a curbless shower, a 36-inch door, a little bit higher vanity, possibly mm-hmm. one you can pull a wheelchair under.
Right.
And then we're looking at the flooring in the house. There's a lot of flooring that will not hold up to a wheelchair. Wheelchair is one of the worst things you can do to a floor.
I was noticing because I had my mother had one, and it was carpeting was a problem.
Right.
And we ended up pulling it all out.
It will bog down in the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
But then with your snap and lock, like your floating floors, if you have a wheelchair, especially the non-electric ones,
mm-hmm.
that's a lot of weight that you're putting in a very small area, say like a 2-inch wide wheel.
Right.
So all the weight of that person is going in that one spot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if they wheelchair that down the living room, right down the seam of the flooring, it can crack and break the lock system on the floor.
Oh, really?
It can, yeah. So in most cases, if we do have somebody that's disabled or in a wheelchair, we're looking to do a full glue down floor. And it's really not even that much more. It's a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
but I always tell people, hey, it is worth putting the money into it because otherwise it's not going to hold up over the long haul.
Right.
And I've just seen it too many times. That's one of those things that I know from experience,
mm-hmm.
Because we had put floor in a house in Cantonment a few years back and the guy was in a wheelchair. And 6 months later, we were warrantying it and pulling it back out.
Oh, gosh.
So that's where we've gotten to that, where it's like, okay, you know, if they're disabled in wheelchair or VA loan, it's full glue down.
System. Okay. Very interesting. Okay. Got another question that just came in. Does Jonathan do custom molding work?
Custom molding work?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. That's a very open-ended question. What kind of custom molding work is it?
What are we talking about here?
No, we're not building custom molding, you know, as far as sitting there molding it and
designing
curving
it.
And designing it and all that. You know, if you have molding in your house, and a lot of people will think it's custom, a lot of times it's made with the router.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's like a 1x4, it's been routed out and have an edge on it, then a lot of times we can match that and put it back in. We did a big house downtown in the historical district, and we had to buy 1x6 and plane them down to 1/2 inch thick. Because that was a siding on the outside to match it.
Mm-hmm.
So we can in some situations, but we just have to look at it. A lot of times if we look at the mold, we can find it somewhere or order it from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something simple that can be routed, then we can make that.
Great. Okay. So we're talking with Jonathan Cook, who is with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. And talk a little bit, too, about what is one of some of your favorite projects here in Pensacola?
Ooh.
The things that you drive by one day and you remember what it took to put that thing together.
Well, I mean, mostly flips.
Mm-hmm.
Usually if we're doing a flip, because then we're doing a
Explain
whole house
a flip,
renovation.
Just in case someone doesn't know.
So somebody will usually buy a house and then they will hire us to renovate it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they resell it for a profit and they call it a flip.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of them. And I'd say, you know, I drive around all the time and see houses that we did and they still look good. And because a lot of times we're doing the exterior, we're doing the roof, the painting, the whole inside. And in most cases, we're looking for ways to add value. So if we can add a bathroom
mm-hmm.
or a kitchen remodel or whatever we can do to add value to it. We just finished one on Paulding Avenue. So you can go check that one out over there. It's listed for sale. But generally, that's usually what I like to see, stuff like that.
So it's got to be a lot of fun and satisfying when you see
yes.
that finished product after
yes.
you're putting all that work into it.
I am actually working right now with an engineer. I'm trying to develop a neighborhood. I've never done it before.
Oh.
We have a small, we have a 5-acre piece of land, and we're trying to develop into 23 homes.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's looking like it's going to be a couple-year project to get it done. And it has been a lot of headaches for sure. But it's one of those things. I'm like, if we can figure this out, then we could do it. We could duplicate this and do it again. It's worth putting the time
in. You got to keep us posted on that.
I like learning things like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that excites me, stuff like that, you
yeah,
know, something
for sure.
new that I haven't done that I can learn something. That's what excites me. And that's what I enjoy doing.
Well, have you ever had, this is a loaded question. Have you ever had just a, you know, building, restoring disaster where it was just not going to be possible.
Sometimes.
I've seen that in the news lately about some of the older homes here. People want to keep them because they have that historical value. But at the same time, it's just they're just not going to be able to make it.
Yeah. Well, surprisingly enough, you'll find that most of your older homes in the historical district are better shaped than some of the others.
Interesting.
And because the wood they used back then was so much stronger and tougher.
Sure.
A lot of it doesn't even get eaten up with termites that bad.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, we see a lot of houses where we have to rip all the floor joists out, put new floor joists, subfloor stuff like that. But most of the time, when the historical district, we don't have to do that.
Hmm.
So you may have a lot of old and outdated stuff. Like, you're looking at things like there's never had AC in the house, and there's nowhere to put ductwork, or, you know, it's got old galvanized plumbing, or it doesn't have any grounded wiring.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But in most cases, the structure of the house is pretty good bones to work with. Like I was saying, the one we had to make the siding for was a historic house. So a lot of times I do run into those where it's like, oh, this isn't worth saving, but it's usually not in the historical day. It's not the older homes like you think. It's going to be more of the 1950 and 60s homes that weren't taken care of very well.
Right.
Then I'm like, okay, it's not worth putting the money into this, you know. But a lot of your houses that were built in the early 1900s or even late 1800s hold up better.
Interesting.
In a lot of cases.
Better quality. Okay, so I got another question. So you've talked a lot about interiors. What about the exterior, porches and the siding and all those kinds of things? Do you all do that too?
We do. We actually really enjoy that. We have a crew.
I got a big smile on his face.
So Dallas that works with us, he framed houses for 17 years before he came to us. And he does a lot of all of our porches and overhangs and, you know, canopies and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually really enjoy doing decks and porches and stuff. And you can just call for a free estimate, 850-332-5905. I'll come measure it out with you and we'll come up with a rough. I'm not going to sit there and do like a whole architectural design, but we can draw something out, come up with an idea, and usually it's something good enough that they're going
to
be happy.
So someone could come to you. They don't necessarily have to hire an architect and then come to you for something like just a sun deck in the back or something like that.
You know, if it was
that.
Something really complicated or an addition, then I always say, hey, you need to get an architect and get a set of plans. But if we're just designing a deck, you know, if it's a complicated deck, we can usually come up with a design for that.
Okay, someone's asking, do you ever do pools?
Pools, no. So we've taken remodels that the pool needs to be done in, and we sub it out. So so we're hiring a pool company. I think the last time we hired one, we hired all pools, and that's been probably 6 or 7 years ago. It's not something we do very often.
Right.
So I don't know if they're still around or not, but I was happy with them. We're doing a job over on Mills right now. The homeowner hired a pool company to put a pool in. But a lot of times, if it's like that, building a new pool, I'll suggest they hire a pool company themselves, you know, and do that. Because it's one of those things.
You might still be able to do the decks around it or that kind of thing.
Yeah, so we can do decks around it. We can do concrete. A lot of times, your pool will only come like 4 feet of concrete around it. And then we'll add concrete or a cabana or something, or gazebo, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
But actually putting a pool in, that's something we would refer out to, like Pensacola Pool. Pools or somebody like that.
Sure, that makes sense. Okay, so also one of the things too is keeping up with the trends.
Ooh.
So what are you seeing now in terms of construction and flooring, that kind of thing? I know vinyl planking, obviously we've talked a lot about that.
So we do see a lot of vinyl plank. I'll tell you, for the millennials and the newer generation,
that's what I'm wondering about.
Is the new gray.
Really?
Yes.
Green.
Yes.
Green. Light green, dark green, olive green. What
hunter
color?
Green. I mean, just all shades of green.
Interesting.
You know, like, any kind of hunter green or olive green, and then black and white. So we're seeing a lot of black and white.
That I've seen a lot. Yeah. The
we're
minimalist
seeing a lot of black
kind
and green.
Of look. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So blue's out.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, we're still, but I say that, but then I'm doing a house right now that's blue.
Oh,
so,
funny. Okay.
You know, because I've done so many green houses and white and black houses that you do want to throw something different in. And,
right.
You know, so if somebody's going around looking to buy a house, they don't want to see every house black and green, you know?
True.
But I will tell you, the green is the new gray.
Isn't that interesting?
And black, you know, I think people are really opening up to the idea of where they can use black. We're seeing black accent walls and ceilings, and people doing black trim and interior doors. And black is one of those colors that's becoming accepted as an accent color.
Right.
That you used to would see a bright color like red or blue, mm-hmm. and now we're seeing black on it.
Mm-hmm. Picture frames have become.
Yeah, I think even Lowe's is carrying a black vanity in stock now. I've never seen a black vanity at Lowe's.
Really?
Before.
Very yes. interesting.
And then when it gets to flooring, we're seeing a lot of the factories are getting away from gray floors.
Huh.
We're going to natural wood colors. So green okay. walls, natural wood colors. That's definitely some of the trends that we're seeing now. So.
All right. Talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. How do we get in touch with you? We want
all
to get
right,
an
so
estimate.
You can give us a call. It's 850-332-5905. You can stop by our store on Palafox Street at 9320 North Palafox, one block south of 9 Mile, or look us up on Facebook, Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, send us a DM, and we'll hit you back up.
All right. Thanks, Jonathan. This is Pep Talks.